And the show went on. Cultural Life in Nazi-Occupied Paris by Alan Riding. Narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2010 by Alan Riding. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Knopf Publishing, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. How artists and writers respond to politics and society has intrigued me since I was a reporter covering the harsh military regimes of Latin America in the 1970s and 1980s. There, cultural elites variously kept a low profile, supported armed resistance, or protested from abroad, but few sold out to the dictatorships. When I moved to Paris in 1989, the subject came into sharper focus. Now I found myself in the birthplace of the intellectual engagé, of the legendary left-bank intellectual, always ready to take on the political establishment. But the question that interested me most, how artists and writers react to oppression, belonged, I realized, to an earlier era, not of the Paris of today, but of Paris under Nazi occupation. How, I wondered, had artists and intellectuals addressed the city's worst political moment of the 20th century? Did talent and status impose a greater moral responsibility? Was it possible for culture to flourish without political freedom? Such questions were, of course, examined, and with passion, immediately after the liberation of Paris. At the time, the imperative was to punish those artists and writers who had supported the occupying power or the puppet regime in Vichy, those deemed to have failed both their nation and their peers. But then, as